This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Leaders of five Central Asian countries sounded the alarm over the spiral of war in neighboring Afghanistan at a regional summit Friday as U.S.-led forces withdraw after a 20-year war and the Taliban advances. The talks in Turkmenistan come as the militant group challenges Afghan government forces in several large cities after weeks of gains in the countryside, including in provinces bordering Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. The Taliban has established official contacts with both Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan, as well as Russia and China, two important players in the region. Tajikistan's president is still holding out, but Friday noted the Taliban now control the entirety of Afghanistan's border with his mountainous country of 9.5 million people. His Uzbek counterpart called for a full ceasefire and, quote, mutually acceptable negotiated compromises at talks. Lebanon's Hezbollah movement said it fired, quote, dozens of rockets Friday at open areas of an Israeli disputed district, drawing strikes from Israel in retaliation for a second straight day. It's the first time that Hezbollah has directly claimed an attack on Israel since 2019, as tensions boil along the border following a week of exchanges. The group says the latest round of rocket fire on Friday morning came, quote, in response to the Israeli air raids that hit South Lebanon on Thursday. Israel, a day earlier, carried out airstrikes on Lebanon for the first time in 7 years in response to cross-border rocket fire. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Thousands of people fled their homes on the outskirts of Athens on Friday, and hundreds were evacuated by boat from a nearby island as Greece faces a fourth day of wildfires fueled by strong winds and searing temperatures. Like elsewhere in Europe, Greece has been grappling with extreme weather this summer and a protracted heat wave, its worst in 30 years, sparking wildfires in several parts of the country. In nearby Turkey, authorities are battling the country's worst ever wildfires, which forced the evacuations of tens of thousands of people, including tourists, and briefly threatened to engulf a power station. In Italy, hot winds are fanning flames on the island of Sicily this week. German prosecutors said Friday they've launched an investigation against the district chief of a recent flood-hit region for negligence, as warnings were made too late, resulting in the deaths of dozens of residents. Some 189 people lost their lives in severe floods in western Germany in mid-July, raising questions about whether enough was done to warn residents. After reconstructing the events, investigators found that forecasts about impending floods should have led officials to sound a warning and evacuate residents living near a swollen river. 16 people are still missing after torrents of water ripped through towns and villages, destroying bridges, roads, railways, and housing in the region's worst flooding disaster in living memory. Myanmar state media reported on Friday the country's ruling military has offered to waive charges against some protesters involved in demonstrations or strikes if they come forward to authorities, prompting a skeptical response from several facing charges. The Southeast Asian country has been in turmoil since the army toppled the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi 6 months ago, sparking a wave of protest and civil disobedience that has paralyzed parts of the state. Since the coup, security forces have arrested more than 7,000 people, while nearly 2,000 warrants are outstanding, according to an activist group. Security forces have brutally suppressed protests, killing hundreds since the coup, and the idea of surrendering to military authorities is being dismissed by some currently in hiding and facing charges. Myanmar's military ruler this week pledged to hold elections by August 2023. And South Africa's former president, Jacob Zuma, jailed for contempt of court last month, was admitted to a hospital on Friday, less than a week before he's due in court for a separate graft trial. The Department of Correctional Services said in a statement that Zuma was admitted to the hospital for medical observation. The 79-year-old is scheduled to attend a trial on August 10th. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.